All right, I'd like to call to order our September 20th, 2023 meeting of the Ventura Port District Board of Commissioners. Let's start with a Pledge of Allegiance. Oh, I hadn't planned this one. Wayne, how you doing? How's your Pledge of Allegiance skills? Let's go. Let's go.
All right.
And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done. Done with a little flair. Thank you very much. All right, roll call, please.
Commissioner Brennan.
Present.
Commissioner Rainey.
Present.
Chair Blumenberg.
Here.
And Vice Chair Gardena and Commissioner Stevens are absent today.
Right. So, commissioners, next on our agenda is adoption of the agenda. What do you think of the agenda in front of us?
I move that we accept the agenda as presented.
Second.
And we've got a motion and a second to adopt the agenda as presented. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. I will make one note that we had two items on the closed session agenda. We got through one of those. Council will address this later. The second item, we will reconvene after the open session to address the second item in closed session. All right, next item on our agenda is approval of the minutes from our September 6, 2023 meeting. Commissioners, what do you think of those?
So moved.
Second.
All right, motion and a second to approve the minutes from our September 6 meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, hearing none, the minutes from September 6th are approved. Move on to public communication, opportunity for the public to testify on any items that are not on tonight's agenda. Do we have anyone in the audience want to do public comments? Will?
Hello, board and Port District staff. In case any of y'all haven't met me yet in the last 3.5 months, my name is Will. I was the summer intern here. And I just want to thank the board and Port District staff and everyone else for making this such an amazing summer. I've definitely learned a lot over the last 3.5 months since late June since I've been here. And I'm really grateful for the opportunities this has presented me. And so, yeah, I just want to give a big thank you. I'm going down to UCLA tonight, going into my fourth year. And I'm going to be honest, your guess is better than mine where I end up a year from now. So when I graduate. So, yeah, but thank you for the opportunity.
Can I ask a quick question? What's your major down there?
I'm a public affairs and geography double major with a minor in global studies.
Great. Anything in climate change, climate science, anything?
Yeah, I've taken multiple classes on it and most recently one on environmental justice. And so it's definitely very relevant in both those departments.
Fabulous. I'm going to get your email and ping you from time to time. Thank you.
Of course.
Well, thank you. And I know the feeling was mutual, right? This, I know everybody here appreciated all the work you brought to the team.
I may have a few notes in a minute or two.
Okay. All right. I'll save it for you then. I won't steal your thunder. Any other public communications from somebody online? Nobody online. So we will close the public communications, move on to our closed session report. Council, please.
Chair, members of the board met under Government Code Section 549.56.8 to discuss the first item on the agenda, that being a possible new master lease agreement for parcel 17. And as you mentioned at the beginning, we haven't gotten to the second item on the agenda yet. No reportable action was taken.
Thank you. All right, we'll move on to board communications, an opportunity for commissioners to briefly touch on port issues. Commissioners?
Well, I'll start. First of all, I want to say congratulations to Todd Mitchell on his assuming the role as a chair or president of CMAQ. I can't remember what's your chair of CMAQ, which is very instrumental in not just our dredging, but really in promoting the ports in California as a whole, in Washington, and legislating and lobbying for making sure that we're out in front of everything. So thank you for taking that role on with everything else you do. But it is an organization that I thought that when I was, and Michael, I know you participate. It was one of those things you go, oh, do you really get in? And then when you go to Washington and you go to the core and you sit down and you, yeah, the doors open and people listen and the budget people listen and they ask you what you want. And so thank you for continuing that, because don't I ever see that slip away, because that's a big piece. And then the other thing I want to say, I saw that we've sort of started the, I guess, the Water Pure. I saw some of the pavers coming up. I see some things going on. I see stuff at Marina Park. And I know there's going to be a lot of angst for people about construction and things moving and coming and going. But I think that we still have a sort of a nose in the tent to be able to make sure things are going in the right direction. And if not, certainly be able to make sure that we get those people on the line and adjust to that. I know that the residents in the Pierpont where I live, there were some issues already started, and the city jumped in and were able to get the trucking company to stop idling and not parking. And I mean, it was all the things they said they wouldn't do. And all, right off the bat, it's what they started doing. And, you know, but the city was right there, and it's 10 after 7 in the morning. They came out and shut the guys down and told them what was going on and reminded them this is what they signed. So I think we still have that option too. So I know it's going to be a bit of trouble, but I think, you know, when we get through it all, we'll be very happy. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Tony, anything to add?
I'll just say that Chalk Fest was that last weekend or the weekend before? Jennifer?
Yeah,
it was, the artwork was amazing. So we got down there to see that, pretty impressive. And then also got to check in on one of our capital improvement projects, had dinner at Margarita Villa, and the new deck was well done. So, you know, this work is not cheap, but it's amazing what you got to invest to keep something right on the coast well maintained. And it was well done. Good work. Good work to the staff. Sergio's nuts. See the capital improvement. So that's Joe. Yeah. Oh, well done, Joe. All right. We will close board communications and move on to our staff and general manager report.
Well, thank you. I think you kind of alluded to some of these things, which is this is the meeting that we have all of the departmental reports, whether online or a lot of the staff that's here in person. Pretty much everybody here works on putting those together for you and for the public, so they can see all the great things that are happening here at the harbor, the village, throughout the harbor as a whole, all the improvements that are being made along the way. So if you have any questions of any of those reports, now would be the time to ask those questions. But as usual, great photography and information for everybody to have there. Separate from that, we have a California Coastal Cleanup Day. This Saturday, September 23rd, from 9 a.m. to noon. That is going to be hosted by the Channel Islands National Park, and they will be out cleaning harbor beaches. And I'm assuming, Jennifer, anyone can come out and participate in that event? Public welcome. So feel free to join in the wonderful event to help keep our beaches clean and tidy.
Where is the meeting spot for that?
Is it going to be at Harbor Cove or... at the visitor center? Where's the starting point? Visitor center? Yes. I got the hand signal for visitor center. Yes.
Yeah. Visitor center at what time?
It's from 9 to noon is the
9
event.
9 to noon. Okay. Good.
And lastly, we did, Will, thanks for getting up. We did thoroughly enjoy having you here over the summer. I wasn't here to be here for a part of that, but I know that the team that you got to work with very much enjoyed having you here. So I asked for some background information to talk a little bit about Will and his time here and a little bit about himself. His high school that he went to is Saint Bonnie. He, as you just heard, going into a senior year at UCLA with majors in public affairs and geography and a minor with global studies. While he spent the summer here with us, Will completed the grant application for round two of the Refugio Beach oil spill settlement, speaking of environmental justice issues there, South Coast Shoreline Parks and Outdoor Recreation Grants programs for 2023. This could be up to $200,000 for the district to upgrade public beach restrooms and showers. He also submitted its final report document for round one of the Refugio State Beach Oil Spill Settlement, researched Coastal Conservancy grant for us, took a deep dive into our tenant insurance requirements and compliance with that, electronically organized the insurance history of each village tenant, noted missing documents, researched correct document requirements, facilitated tenant outreach, and input current insurance status into our newer software system, MRI, for each of our village tenants. Helped distribute what we call CID cards, which are the commercial ID cards that businesses who operate within the harbor have to obtain each year. I know to our staff, that's a big help. There's always a big influx of people right at the beginning of the fiscal year to obtain their new CID cards. And generally always willing to help, has a positive attitude, has become a VPD family member, and will be missed by everyone. So with that, I'd like to thank Will for his participation here and his employment with us over the summertime, and look forward to great things from him in this next year. So with that, maybe a little applause for him. And Mr. Chair, that concludes my report again, unless you have you or the commissioners have any questions about the reports we have for you, which again, you have plenty of staff here to help with.
Yeah, I've got a few questions, but I'll turn it over to my fellow commissioners first. Questions on the staff reports?
I don't have any questions, but I would like to encourage the public when they're watching right now, or if they're watching this on TV in a session, to really go from pages 16 to 21. You will see what we're doing in terms of capital improvements with pictures and descriptions of the construction of each of our projects and an explanation of where we are. You will also see on page 21, I'm sorry, on page 20, the Outer Harbor Federal Navigation in terms of the dredging report. This will alert you to why dredging is important, what its impact is, and what we're doing operationally. The reason why I bring it up is I often hear people say, well, we don't know what you do. What have you done us for us lately? At each of these meetings, you get these reports. They have pictures on them and explanations, which will enable you to actually see your tax money and your other funds go for a purpose. So when you're when you visit the port district and you see all of the wonderful things, I would hope that you would go back and take a look at these reports and see what our staff has done to make this happen.
Tony, Brian,
and Anthony, thank you for pointing that out. I was going to say exactly that too. The pictures are great. Capital improvements, and Brian, you said it earlier, but it's basically being on the ocean. I mean, I think there's only a couple things, rust and erosion that never sleep. And that's always, and we've got both of those. So dealing with that and keeping it up, and it's adding. It just the sense of both maintenance but also caring, and I think the tenants, our partners, are a big part of that helping us maintain that. So they should take pride in that also. So thank you.
Well said, Brian. I see in the staff report about Loose Cannon, the new development. We're waiting or working with the city, and that has caused some delays. I know you've been engaged with them. Any feedback, any progress on getting those permits moving?
Yeah, well, it looks like we'll be meeting with the city next week to hopefully wrap up whatever required additions to the permit application from the architect of Loose Cannon are needed. Make sure everyone's on the same page. Get that resubmitted so that those folks can get a permit and get under construction. We are literally just have been wrapping up our portion of the work, which is being done under a separate permit. And you've seen that both in the pictures and in the descriptions, as you point out. throughout our reports over the last month. So we're winding down, and now time to hand it to the tenant to begin what would most likely be 4 to 6 months of tenant improvement work to build out the interior. Also, there's going to be a little bit of patio work as well, front and rear patios for outside dining as well. Those will be constructed. So that's where we're at right now in terms of steps. Once it's in their possession, I'm sure we'll note that in one of the reports and that they've begun their tenant improvements. So when we have that next step, we'll report that out in the departmental reports.
Okay. Look forward to that.
Thank you.
Dredging, I'll touch on dredging real quick. We talked about, or the report talks about how the winter storms will necessitate inner harbor dredging in 24, but we still work on those permits. It's been a long, long-term effort trying to get those inner harbor permits. So I see we have a meeting coming up, or there is a meeting coming up in October with the California Coast Commission. Will we participate or attend?
Actually, better than that, the Coastal Commission will consider the permit application in their board meeting, our commissioner meeting, and one would assume would approve that permit, and then the handcuffs are off and we're ready to do the work. The Corps of Engineers, although they haven't handed us the permit, they're just niggling over a couple internal details and staff efforts to get that permit in place. We know that it's coming. They're like, well, you don't need it till January, so we're not in a big rush to get it into your hands. But getting the Coastal Commission to actually take it before the commission for approval is a huge step, and that's in the next 3 weeks.
Excellent. All right. Good news.
Michael, if I could just tail on that, please, for 1 second. I did check the agenda, and it hasn't, and the agenda got posted, but it only draft agenda, so it hasn't quite made it to the actual piece to get onto the agenda yet. But
Walt's on vacation this week.
Yeah,
our local.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to say. So, but the timing, I would suggest that it's in San Diego. Number one, I'd make sure somebody is there from staff to be there. Sometimes, oh, they agree with us and they consent, and there'll always somebody stand up and say, out of nowhere, I don't know why you're doing this, because we should do this, that, and the other, and there's nobody there to answer it. So I would certainly, it can be a long day, and certainly stay down there because you don't want to be driving back, but I would certainly encourage somebody from staff to attend that and be available to answer, just say available to answer questions, especially if they are staff's not fighting it. And then prior to that, I would suggest calling up, and I'm happy to facilitate that, and just call up our local Coastal Commissioner, Council Member Harmon up in Santa Barbara. And she was originally going to take a tour, I think, when COVID hit, but said she, I think we should, you know, when we get the staff report, we know what they're saying. We should just call her up and either have a Zoom meeting with her, and I'll be happy to facilitate that. Now, that will be an ex parte communication, which is fine. She said she will take our ex parte communications, especially from folks in her constituency, which is San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Ventura County. And I think that's very important to have a commissioner sort of understanding what's going on and leading the charge. And I would hope, because I've been talking with commission staff on other issues like sediments and things like, they're becoming very open to year permits and opening permits up and being taking a whole look at something they never looked at before, because they're young, they know climate change is coming, and some of these things play a real role in that. So I think that would be the best plan of attack for us to go on. So Michael, sorry to go on, but just
no,
wanted to
good.
Pass that on.
All right. Good response. One other comment, Harbor Patrol, John, I appreciate the feedback about the noise complaints and how you worked with our local small boat vendors, and they were both understanding and receptive to making some improvements. So I like that. Appreciate your intervention. Appreciate the our vendors being responsive to that. Right. Good neighbors make for a good community.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had one other. Oh, looking at revenue charts. So June 23 compared to June 22, retail down. It seems like that's a theme. And just Brian, I wonder if you had any thoughts on what we saw there and what that, if you would translate that to any forecast for 23. As I looked at those numbers, it seemed to reflect what the country was going through. Right? Interest rates are up. People are kind of holding their money a little bit closer. It seems like that's what played out in our retail sales. Is that what you see? And as you look ahead to our 23-24 budget, any reason that you would anticipate making any changes?
I wouldn't recommend making any changes at this time. We will be, of course, every year looking at a mid-year budget in January, February. So that would be the time to regroup, and we'd have another quarter's worth of results, if not two, by then. It's interesting to look at sort of two sets of data, right? One is the month-over-month numbers as mm-hmm. opposed to the year-over-year to-date numbers. And so on page 52, we've got the June, as you said, June 23 versus June 22. And then I think if you look at year-to-date, you end up with the numbers of January through June versus January through June of 22. And then I think we have one more page after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that looks at the single month. So, I mean, I think we certainly know that with a lot of the first part of the year, and I know this is looking at a specific month, but since it does look at January through June, you know, given the amount of rainfall and the storm activity mm-hmm. in the first 4 months of the year, we certainly know that that impacted visitation to the village in particular, and certainly impacts on retail. I'm not sure if we had some other closures, or Todd or Jessica Snipes, if you have anything else you want to add to that. But this is why we track this, right? To see does the trend reverse itself? We certainly, I think marketing would share that we've seen several good months in the summer months after June, July, August, and so on. So I think we sort of expect that some months will be up, some will be down, and we'll continue to look at it. So any thoughts?
I'll just say that there's also the July report, and you'll see there's, as Brian said, there's actually was a lot of pent-up demand, and that was experienced. We had our record numbers of visitation by cars in the month of July. We had 8,700 cars on a single day, which is 10% higher than most any day typically. So there was a lot of pent-up demand in July. My guess is that we'll see August track down back lower, but it really was following the weather. And I think that we just seen less dramatic weather inland, which has forced less people to come to the coast.
Okay, appreciate that feedback and the thoughts on the budget. So, all right, commissioners, any other? I think we'll close the staff and general manager reports, then move on to our consent agenda. The consent agenda tended to be non-controversial items, and we can act upon them all in one vote. We have three items in front of us tonight. Item A, resolution 3486, accepting the work of FCT for the Margarita Villa deck that I talked about earlier. Item B is approval of a new office lease with John Howard doing business as Power and Process Engineers, a long-term tenant. And item C is a new office lease with John Lilly, a CPA. So, commissioners, thoughts on the consent agenda?
There's no public.
Thank you. I will pause for that. Nobody online, nobody in front of us. We'll close public comments.
Okay, I'll move this consent agenda as presented.
Second.
So we've got a motion and a second for the consent agenda. We have a resolution, so we need to do a roll call, right?
Yep.
See, I'm learning.
Commissioner Brennan?
Yes.
Commissioner Rainey?
Yes.
Chair Blumenberg?
Yes.
Vote carries 3-0.
All right, we will move on to our standard agenda. We got one item tonight, and that is a new professional services agreement. Brian, I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to ask Gloria Atkins, our accounting manager, to provide this report.
Good evening, commissioners. Tonight, we're requesting the board approve a professional services agreement with Clifton Larson Allen for $47,250 to perform the annual audit of the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2023. The cost of this service is in the district's current budget. The district has contracted directly with CLA to perform the district's annual audits for the past 7 years. They were previously known as White Nelson Dial Evans, and then they joined with and merged with Clifton Larson. Robert Callanan will be principal on our audit process this year as Natin Patel. He will be retiring at the end of the year. Staff would like to congratulate Natin on his retirement and thank him for his time and services these past 3 years. Bob Callanan is familiar with the district. He was a principal auditor on the district's audits with White Nelson Dial Evans before they merged with Clifton Larson Allen in 2020. Ryan, you may remember him.
I did. I didn't recognize the name.
Now, this year, the Government Accounting Standards Board has again required another major change to be effective with the fiscal year ending 6/30/2023, which will delay the completion of the audit by about a month. It's anticipated the audit will be completed in January and presented to the board in February. The Government Accounting Standards Board, GASB, requires government agencies to implement GASB Statement 96, which covers the accounting for subscription-based information technology arrangements, or SBITAs. It's basically cloud-based accounting, or cloud-based software, and your subscriptions with them. The standards for SBITAs are based on the standards established in GASB Statement 87 that we used for lease accounting, which was implemented last year. GASB is going to require government agencies, government agencies must recognize a right-to-use subscription asset and the corresponding subscription liability for such contracts with specified terms. So it's basically the same as the leases were. Got the liability and got your asset that they're booking. The district will contract with CLA's lease accounting division to assist in the evaluation and the implementation of this GASB 96 accounting requirement. The PSA will not exceed $25,000, and the cost of the service is also in the district's current approved budget. The district's procurement policy does not require the PSA to go before the board for approval, but staff wants to be transparent concerning the usage of a second PSA for a different division of the same firm with a different scope of work. So we do have a second PSA with them. And then finally, staff is requesting that the board appoint a commissioner to act in the capacity of audit liaison during the fiscal year 22-23 financial audit process. The public agency audit liaison function was created to assist and support management in responding effectively to internal and external auditors and other state and federal regulatory agencies. The liaison function is also to provide support and assistance for staff during financial audits as needed. Staff would like to thank Commissioner Rainey for serving in this role for the fiscal year 21-22 audit. And that concludes my report.
Okay, thank you, Gloria. Commissioners, questions on the, I'd like to split up the PSA discussion and the audit liaison discussion. Any comments, discussion about the PSA? Seems.
No, just for viewers and people who are interested in the port's finances. With software as a service, back in the day, a few years ago, 3 years or 4 years ago, I used to buy software on these things called floppy disks. And then you had these things called servers. And then it changed where now everything is subscription-based. What the GASB decided to do, along with FASAB, which does federal, FASB that does private sector, is basically come up with some accounting constructs in order to reflect that on your statements, such that we on the commission know how much it's impacting us in terms of assets and liabilities and costs. So I just wanted to point that out so that when people say, oh, this is GASB 96 and why are we paying for all of this? The other thing is, I just wanted to say with the MRI lease software and the implementation of that, that was a very major thing that I think hasn't gone unnoticed that we've done. And that I just want to say how impressed I am that an organization with such a small staff was able to do that. I've worked for cities and they've had lots of people. And they had to call in consultants in order to do that.
It's a challenge.
Yeah, it's a challenge. So I just wanted to point that out in terms of the first part of this, number A, a professional services agreement.
And thank you for the clarification or the additional information. Do we have any public comments in the room, online? No public comments on this issue. So again, let's take these one at a time. What do we want to do with the PSA, the recommendation to approve the PSA?
I'll move the recommendation on the PSA.
A second.
So I've got a motion and a second to approve the PSA with Clifton Larson Allen. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, we'll approve the PSA agreement with Clifton Larson Allen. And I'd like to add my own appreciation to Nitin Patel for his past service and congratulations on his retirement. I'm very jealous of the time that he will have. So, all right. The second and last part of this agenda item was appointing an audit liaison, and I think we have a volunteer.
Well, if I could, I would like to nominate Commissioner Rainey after his last statement. I think there's nobody that understands the ins and outs of those acronyms and what they mean. And he did a great job last year. And if he's willing to serve, I'd certainly be willing to nominate him.
Yes.
So we have a nomination. I'll second the nomination. And all in favor of that nomination, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none. Congratulations. And thank you very much for tackling the role. I'll echo Brian's statements that it's nice to have somebody who speaks this language. It is, it's a complicated field. I tried to do it for 2 years and I felt like it was a challenge. So I'm glad to have somebody who understands it, overseeing it. So, all right, that completes our agenda for this evening. We, unless there's any other add-ons, we'll close our open meeting and then we will reconvene in the closed session.
And then,
thank you. Yep. Next meeting is October 4th. I will be absent on October 4th. Our vice chair will be back. So Commissioner Gardena will run the meeting on October 4th. So.
And Chair, if you might just announce that we will be coming out of closed session to open session again.
Yes. Thank you. Yep. So we'll do closed session. We'll adjourn from this, convene the closed session, adjourn from closed session and come back to report on that closed session. Thank you, Brian. All right. We are adjourned.
Thank you.